On the list of recommendations to reduce Wyoming's education budget deficit is a cap on special education funding. But educators and advocates caution there could be unforeseen costs. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reports.
The omnibus education bill will limit state spending on special education. That means moving forward, districts that need to spend more than their allocated budget will need to cover those additional costs on their own. Mike Harris, special education director in Fremont School District No. 1, says it's hard to predict the needs of special education students. New kids move into districts and issues emerge for currently enrolled students, and they must be offered services. He's worried that this bill might limit the ability for schools to meet those needs.
We would be in the back of our minds thinking like, oh no, you know, do I have enough to cover this student's needs? And then the next student who comes in and the third student. In this district, in Fremont 1, we've had pretty steady increase in our overall enrollment and a lot of new kids with disabilities. And we have had to hire people mid-year and seek out new service providers.
And districts don't have a choice in the matter. They are required by the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act to provide free and appropriate public education to all students. That also means maintaining a consistent level of funding. If a district's budget for special education dips, that puts them in danger of losing federal funding the next year. But Harris says that hasn't been a worry for him until now.
Wyoming is the only state that placed enough of an emphasis on this population to say, we are going to fully fund this population. We will not have a fiscal excuse to not do what this law requires. So there are all kinds of problems in other states because of budgetary shortfalls.
In Wyoming, the state reimburses districts for unanticipated special education costs. But that would change with this bill. And Harris is worried that might put Wyoming's good reputation in jeopardy, leading to poor outcomes for students and an increase in complaints and costly litigation. Phil Moses directs the Center for Appropriate Dispute Resolution in Special Education, which tracks how states handle complaints. He says Wyoming is currently just below the national average.
Wyoming is not an outlier. In other words, it doesn't have very high rates of dispute resolution activity, nor does it have low rates of dispute resolution activity.
Moses suggests that one way to weather budgetary shortfalls and to avoid conflict is to keep parents involved in the conversation.
Typically, when parents and school systems work well together and have strong relationships, we see much lower rates of formal dispute resolution activity and litigation.
He says those practices are already in play in several districts in Wyoming. Terry Dawson, who directs the Parent Information Center, has been working to connect families of children with disabilities to schools and resources for 26 years. She thinks freezing spending on special education is a mistake.
We know that if we provide stronger early intervention programs and support to kids, that they're going to do better down the road. And they might even exit special ed. Once you've caught them up, you know, they might move on through school and through adulthood with no problems.
Dawson points to her 31-year-old son, who has Down syndrome, as an example of special education's broader impact.
He works a full-time job. He lives in his own home. He does his own cooking and cleaning, and he is a tax-paying citizen.
The special education services he received in Wyoming schools, Dawson says, helped her son stay off disability as an adult. Dawson and Harris both acknowledge the challenges faced by legislators trying to reduce a $400 million deficit, but they want them to do more comprehensive math. From their perspective, a strong investment in special education benefits kids and may actually save the state money overall. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.